WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Welcome to NYC Now. Your source for local news in and around New York City from WNYC. It's Wednesday, April 24th. Here's the morning headlines from Michael Hill.
Columbia University President Manu Shafiq is facing calls to resign from both sides of the Israel-Gaza conflict, as you've been hearing. WNYC's Ramzi Khalifa reports on the challenges facing the first woman to lead the New York City's only Ivy League university.
Some faculty members at Columbia University say Shafiq's got to go.
She has forfeited the privilege to lead this great university.
That's Christopher Brown, a professor of history who supports the pro-Palestinian protesters. Shafiq has fared better than other Ivy League leaders since the October 7th attack by Hamas militants in Israel, in that she's still in her role despite criticism. Last week's mass arrest did not fare well for her reputation. Some, like John Goodkin, says Shafiq's time is up because she has not aggressively fought anti-Semitism. He's been protesting outside Columbia.
She's a disgrace, and she should resign in disgrace.
The university says Shafiq is focused on de-escalating the rancor on campus.
As you've been hearing, Columbia had set a midnight deadline for student protesters to clear and end the encampment on the university's west lawn, but students remain there this morning as talks with the university are still underway. Staten Island City Council members urging the MTA to ensure the borough gets its fair share of Omni vending machines. Councilmember Camilla Hanks called on the transit agency to ensure all five boroughs have at least 30 machines each. The MTA has been installing Omni vending machines at subway stations across the city in its campaign to phase out MetroCards as New York City's transit fares payment system. An MTA spokesperson says not needing the machines is part of the benefits of the Omni system. They say those who don't have machines near them can buy them in stores throughout the city. This year's New York State budget makes completing the FAFSA universal for all New York high school seniors. The push comes after the launch of the new federal FAFSA form, which led to delays for many students and families and for schools to assemble financial aid packets. The FAFSA is a free application for federal student aid that can help students pay for college. State officials say New York high school students left more than $200 million in federal aid unclaimed by not filling out the FAFSA last year. Governor Hochul is also launching a public awareness campaign through social media to encourage students to complete the FAFSA application. 52 with clouds out there now. Scattered showers mainly this afternoon. Mostly cloudy and 67 and gusty today. This is WNYC.
Thanks for listening. This is NYC Now from WNYC. Be sure to catch us every weekday, three times a day, for your top news headlines and occasional deep dives. And subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. See you this afternoon.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.